Now, questions continue to be asked over Sinn Féin's handling of a controversy involving their former colleague Michael McMonagall, who had been convicted of child sex offences. The party's senior leadership has faced calls to explain what they knew and when, after it emerged that the British Heart Foundation contacted the party about work references and spoke to a senior HR officer in Sinn Féin back in 2023, even though the party had initially said they only became aware of the work references last month. These work references were provided to the British Heart Foundation, who went on to hire McMonagall. The North's First Minister, Sinn Féin Vice President Michelle O'Neill, faced questions from MLAs in the Northern Ireland Assembly yesterday. She denied she or anyone else in the party's senior leadership were aware that McMonagall had subsequently been provided with work references, which allowed him to take up a job with the British Heart Foundation, despite him being under investigation for child sex offences, for which he was later convicted.
I am absolutely appalled and horrified that that occurred. These references were given without the knowledge or authorisation of the party, and under no circumstances would the party have provided a reference for work or for otherwise for McMonagall. The party took immediate action against both individuals, and their actions constituted gross misconduct which would result in their dismissal. But as the party process was ongoing, both individuals resigned their positions and terminated their party membership with immediate effect on Saturday the 28th of September. So on behalf of Sinn Féin, I apologise for the hurt and the distress caused by their actions. I have since also established on the Thursday of last week that in August 2023, following media reports of charges against McMonagall, the British Heart Foundation contacted the Sinn Féin's former HR manager to verify the email address and identity of the senior press officer who had provided the reference the previous year, which the HR manager responded. This contact from the British Heart Foundation was not brought to my attention or the attention of the Sinn Féin leadership at that time, and that was a serious omission. Members will know that I spoke with Fergal McKinney, the head of the British Heart Foundation, to discuss this situation. This is an organisation that does sterling work, excellent work in providing support, research and advocacy services, and I am deeply sorry for the reputational damage caused to the British Heart Foundation, and I regret that this has happened, and I apologise for this.
Michelle O'Neill speaking in Stormont. And later yesterday evening, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald issued a statement to apologise for the distress her party has caused when work references were given to Mr McMonagall. She said there must always be accountability with wrongdoing, and she has promised a complete overhaul of the party's governance procedures. We invited her to speak to us on this programme this morning, but we were told she was unavailable. We can speak now to Nuala McAllister, Alliance Party member and MLA for North Belfast, to hear her views on what has happened and Sinn Féin's response. Nuala, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. Firstly, what did you make of Michelle O'Neill's statement in Stormont in response to this controversy?
Good morning, Karen. Well, first of all, I think it was very important that yesterday Michelle did come to the chamber to answer questions. And first and foremost, we have to remember that they're victims at the heart of this. You know, Michael McMonagall was recently convicted of those child sex offences, and there are victims and families that we need to think about. Yesterday, people will judge Michelle for themselves in terms of the credibility as to what she said. My concerns still remain regarding the kind of sequence of events that took place over the past while. We had first a colleague of hers and the executive from Sinn Féin last week say that they thought they couldn't or could not, he wasn't precise in his words, report to the British Heart Foundation because it might prejudice an investigation. That's what they were perhaps thinking. But the chief constable of the PSNI said that that's absolutely would not have been the case. But then we heard him on Thursday and Saturday that they actually only just found out recently these things, so they wouldn't have necessarily thought that at the time. So there's just there was a lot of confusion last week.
You raised that particular concern yesterday. Were you happy with her response to you on that specific issue?
Well, no, she didn't really answer. My question was, why did your colleague say that it would prejudice an investigation if you didn't actually learn about it until last week?
But she did say she accepts the Chief Constable's position and says that she has put out publicly is when she became aware of it. I mean, the who knew what and why the party did not act sooner remains a key issue, and really around the HR manager not giving information to senior figures earlier. We've heard that Sinn Féin's HR manager is no longer an employee but still a party member. Has there been, in your view, enough accountability with that?
Well, we can't. This is the issue here, and what we cannot control what Sinn Féin do internally. But it does beggar belief that they they are putting out this narrative that there was no one else that were aware of this situation at the time, when it is such a large party with a large amount of members here in the north, but then also that it is quite tight. It is quite a tight party. I mean, the head of press who recently resigned was always everywhere and knew everything that was going on. So, you know, people, as I said, can judge it on its own credibility. But I for one, particularly the Alliance Party, believe that there's still questions that need to be answered, because we are talking about safeguarding here. And my worry is that it has been put out there to the public that you have to be more cautious when it comes to safeguarding. No, absolutely not. You know, safeguarding is paramount, especially when it comes to children.
And at the heart of this issue is child protection, of course. And Michelle O'Neill made it clear yesterday, safeguarding is paramount importance, particularly when it comes to young children.
Yes.
But should there be more focus placed on the role of the Safeguarding Board in Northern Ireland, and what obligations perhaps people and organisations have to notify them?
Yes, well, I sit in the Health Committee, and that's something that I have asked with regard to the Safeguarding Board. Of course, this is not their fault, but they did issue a statement that they weren't able to actually highlight publicly what it is that you should do. I think actually that the onus is now on them to clear up any confusion for organisations such as political parties or any organisation, so they are quite clear on what to do when it does come to child safeguarding. You know, I mentioned as well that in our roles as an MLA, we have made referrals to the Social Services Gateway team for instances that we are quite just uneasy and unsure about, because that process is there, because it is that safeguarding net. So I just don't think it's credible that no one in Sinn Féin really kind of clicked on before last week, or indeed the year beforehand when it was notified to the HR officer. But look, I don't know if we'll actually get further transparency from Sinn Féin. We cannot control what they will do in this.
Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald did issue a statement yesterday. There was a lot of scrutiny about her response, but she also said that she will do everything to make sure an incident like this won't happen again, and that will include an overhaul of the party's governance procedures. Do you feel satisfied?
So why didn't they do that last week? Why didn't they come out straight away and do that? And I do wonder if they wouldn't have come out and done that had we not had the narrative that was put forward by others to clarify. You know, if you remember what people up here in terms of Sinn Féin in Northern Ireland had said regarding the British Heart Foundation, if they hadn't have come out and done that, and then the British Heart Foundation themselves had to clarify things, would we actually have gotten as far as we did? So why didn't they just come out last week and do this instead of self-preservation? Openness and transparency at the very beginning.
Nuala McAllister, Alliance Party member and MLA for North Belfast, thank you very much.